I always love to hear the little children sing. It's refreshing.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Good morning, brethren. Before we begin our meeting, I'd like to have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for all that you have blessed us with these times of refreshing that we have experienced. Lord, we have seen your work through all that we have done, and we thank you for showing us your goodness and mercy. Lord, we ask that you be with us for the rest of the meeting, and you cause the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts to be pleasing unto you. Lord, we ask that you give us words of truth and ears to hear, and continue to bless us. It is to your Son that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we come together again, I would like to continue to bring our focus and attention to refreshment. When I was considering refreshment, I considered water. And brethren, we have come to a deep well of water here. This is pure crystal clear water. Nothing is muddied, nothing is tainted, because it comes straight from the throne of Christ. He doesn't deliver muddied or tainted water. We have been receiving buckets of life, life-giving and thirst-quenching cold water for refreshment while we have been meeting together. Jesus says, "Whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward."
Amen.
This cup of cold water Jesus is referring to is a form of refreshment. There is a reward attached to it. That's not why we refresh one another, but God doesn't overlook that. He blesses those that blesses his people.
Amen.
And he does good to those that do good to his people.
Amen.
This cup of water is also given on his behalf, meaning the one distributing the water has care and concern for the other, for that person belongs to Christ. Jesus didn't say warm or hot water in Matthew 10:42. He says cold water. So Jesus is particular about the water that we give. It is only delivered through Christ. Ultimately, the gospel of Jesus Christ is what is refreshing to the saints of God. The gospel can be likened to water in the Word of God, in the way that water is necessary for life, the gospel is also necessary for life. Our brother Paul tells us, "I declare unto you the gospel by which also you are saved." Only the true, pure gospel has the power to save and keep saving. In this creation that we live in, water is not only needed for life while we live on this earth, but it's refreshing to drink. These are two effects of the gospel as well, salvation and refreshment. They are coupled together. Now, when you drink out of the wells of salvation, you receive a pure and potent and the most refreshing refreshment that you can receive.
Amen.
Water is a picture God uses in the scriptures for life. In his holy word, God refers to water when he mentions a well of water springing up into everlasting life, cleansing waters, rivers of living water, wells of salvation, a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal. Springs of water, a fountain of the water of life, floods upon a dry ground, and still waters. God uses water as a vehicle for refreshment and as a picture of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The effects of refreshment bring us to excel in his labors. We can be thirsty, weary, battle beaten, come and sit down at the feet of Jesus in the assembly and be refreshed by hearing the word of God. In Ephesians, Paul gives us a picture of Jesus sanctifying and cleansing the church with the washing of water by the word. The word has a cleansing effect, just as water. And we jump back into running this marathon.
Amen.
The opposite of refreshment would be a famine. A famine is the lacking of the word, while refreshment is bathing in the word. A famine is when the fountains of knowledge are shut off. This is what we witness in the world today. We see the fountains shut off. Many of us, many out there, are not preaching the truth. We must know when there is drinkable water. We are to test the spirits to see if they are of God. I can recognize that we are sitting today. We are at a large spring, a deep spring. This is of God. This is drinkable water. So drink while you're here. We see the fruits of the gospel preached here. We see that children are able to understand the Word of God. They're able to talk about the Word of God. They're able to divide the Word rightly and proclaim it. We see men and women coming up and preaching the Word of God and helping give us the understanding. We see salvation here. We have seen growth in our brethren. These are fruits of the gospel.
Amen.
Our long meetings show that we can expound on Christ from many various perspectives and from a diversity of people, but end up with a blending and unified message.
Amen.
We have musical talents and charity amongst one another that is rare to find. When the Lord pours out himself into our hearts and souls, his goodness and knowledge overflows and spills out onto the brethren that are around us. We are to walk close to one another to receive of this refreshment. I think of a waterfall being poured out right from the throne of Jesus onto us and just bathing us in his word. We must be washing and continually being around the fellow saints to have these blessings pour out of us onto one another.
Amen.
The delight and joy we receive in being refreshed helps us to shake off any distracting influences that cause harm and cause our gaze on Jesus. It causes our gaze on Jesus to intensify. So it brings clarity to our view of him. We then can experience joy. Joy is an effect of the refreshment we receive. And we are stabilized and strengthened through joy, because joy is the strength in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I become joyful when refreshed, don't you?
Amen.
This is also when we can experience repairs and healing. It's not just patching holes and handing out Band-Aids. It's a thorough work of the Lord renewing us as though we were never in any battle at all. And when God does the refreshing, we are fully renewed and restored. Amen. Receiving refreshment requires labor. We must seek for refreshment, and it can only be found where Christ sits. He is the only one who can quench our thirst. I think of in Genesis 26:28, Isaac digged wells that had been stopped up by the Philistines. Isaac's servants also digged in the valley and found a well of springing water, and they continued to have to keep digging for the wells. It is those that labor with him that he gives wells of water for life and refreshment to. The Lord will cause us to have to dig for these wells. And we must seek for the springs and rivers.
Amen.
When you are thirsty and tired while you labor, he can pour out his spirit to flood your thirsty soul. But you must extend yourself to reap the benefits.
Amen.
This is the yoke of Jesus that we can take upon ourselves to ease our labors and enter rest. He says, "Come all ye who are heavy laden." Those who are heavy laden refers to those who are actively doing kingdom work. They may work through sweat and tears, but he gives the refreshment to those. We are pouring out our souls to win the kingdom, enduring with patience and holding tight to the crown of life. Jesus won't yoke with those that are not laboring for him. So let us continue in this labor together today, having Christ to be our mouthpiece, having him to open our eyes and ears, and having him convict our tender hearts while we are immersed in his cleansing fountain of these divine waters being poured out onto us.
Amen.
Sister Sydney has our songs.